say anything they want, you see, and you'll follow them, because we are the docile masses. We're the puppet people. Oh, put it on our TV, it's true. Put it on our TV, it's true. We're the puppet people. Hey, guide us, you fucking scum. Hey, we're the puppet people. And we are. What are you gonna do? That is why I believe the media is the ultimate enemy of all time. Hate it. Hate every bit of it. Live out in Los Angeles, which I call Satan's shithole. Thank you. I feel rather strongly about the place. And the sooner it falls into the ocean due to a major earthquake, the better this world will be. As soon as it is flushed away, like the turd it is, into the Pacific Ocean, with all that's left floating on the sea are tanning booths like coffins and Charlton Heston's toupee, the world will be a better place. I believe. Horrible place. L.A. Always hot and sunny. That's why I love this weather. It's cool, because it's weather. It's actual fucking weather. Winter, cold, I'm with you. I'm following this whole thing. In LA right now, 85 and sunny, I called today. What's it like? It's hot and sunny. Every day it's hot and fucking sunny. Isn't it great? What are you, a fucking lizard? Only reptiles feel this way about this weather. I'm a mammal. I can afford scarves and coats and cappuccino and rosy-cheeked women, and all of them are available on the streets of Crowley right now. Crowley? Crowley. I went through there today. Amazing. Right over that bridge. The tooth count lowers, the eyes closing. What the fuck? Thumbs are withdrawing. My God, it's like a time capsule. LA is a horrible place. Home of the pedestrian right-of-way law. You know what this law is? This is in LA. Pedestrian right-of-way law. This law is if a pedestrian decides to cross the road anywhere on the road at any time he wants, steps in the fucking road, every car has to stop and let this pedestrian, this box turtle of a human, cross the fucking road. It's a stupid law. How many of y'all wondered, like I did during the LA riots when those people were being pulled out of their trucks and beaten half to death? How many of y'all wondered, like I did? Step on the fucking gas, man. They're on foot, you're in a truck. I think I see a way out of this. That pedestrian right-of-way law. Every one of these people coming home from work, gang of youth, stepped in front of their car, Molotov cocktails, clubs in hand, every one of these idiots. I guarantee you that Reginald Denny, that truck driver, never gonna stop again as long as he fucking lives. It can be an old woman with a baby carriage crossing the road. He's gonna be going, stopping once. Didn't work out too well for me. Yeah, I'll take the $25 ticket over the 2,500 stitches I had in my left fucking cheek. Well, Reginald, at least you stopped. That was nice. Fuck them. Never again. Tighten the scar. Fuck it. I'm going out there. I'm filling that motherfucker to the top with petrol and we're gonna ride this country to the death. Well, I bet Reginald's an exemplary employee right now as a trucker, man. I bet his boss is thrilled with him. Fuck, Reginald's here again. He's early again. Man, it's like he's not stopping or anything. He's unbelievable. I'd love to give him a raise, but every time I run up to the cab with money, he starts backing off. Just seems a little skittish. True story. I was here during the riots. That was weird. That's the last time I was here. This time is an election. Last time, a riot. I came over the day the riots happened, too. That was what was so weird about it. I left L.A. Bye, Bill. Enjoy England. I will. Y'all have fun when I'm gone. We will, Bill. Bye. Bye. See you. Landed Heathrow Airport 11 hours later, pass a newspaper stand. L.A. burns to ground. Shit, did I leave a cigarette lit? How much are these? See if my picture's in here. Right? And I'm over here trying to get news of the riots, right? You got four channels. All four are playing snooker for no fucking apparent reason. What is this? Different angles of the table?
For north-south coverage of snooker, turn to BBC Two. For east-west coverage of snooker, turn to BBC One. For the overhead view, turn to BBC Three. For a look under Jimmy White's left arm, turn to Channel Four.
You're gone, Doc. How much longer are you going to continue that impression, Bill? Any more in the act?
Yes.
Who is this guy, Jimmy White? Last time I was here, riots, I turned on TV, there's snooker Jimmy White. 9 months earlier, the last thing I saw when I left the hotel room, turned the TV off before I did, what's that? Jimmy fucking White. Does this guy have a bad home life or something? Let's get him home. Let's iron that vest. I mean, I like snooker, don't get me wrong, you know. I think it's a little slow, you know. Perhaps could use some livening up. You know what snooker could use? Riot. That'd be cool, cues hitting. I figured out why it's so long, man. It's because this little fucking old guy, not the two players, this little old guy keeps taking the balls out of the pockets and putting them back on. Hey, you asshole, he got it in, let's go. Game's almost over, and he has to come over again. It's gonna take all fucking night. So I'm trying to get news of the riots. Nothing but snooker on, right? And all my friends here are trying to sympathize with me. Oh, Bill, crime is horrible. If it's any consolation, Bill, crime is horrible here too. Shut up. This is Hobbiton and I'm Bilbo Hicks, okay? You live in a fairyland. Fucking crime. I was reading the papers here. You have crime like, yesterday some hooligans knocked over a dustbin in Shaftesbury. The hooligans are loose, the hooligans are loose. What if they become ruffians? I would hate to be a dustbin in Shaftesbury tonight. No one knows what it's like to be a dustbin in Shaftesbury with hooligans. It's such a stupid word, you know? Hooligan. Very unthreatening word. I don't even know what a hooligan is. I think I could take 20 or 30 of them. Picture these real pale guys in penny loafers and no socks. We're the hooligans. Ow, you fucker, come here. Nope, have to catch us. You corner me, I might become a scallywag. I'm a nandywell. There was something in the paper yesterday. Some hooligans caused a rumpus. Not quite the same as Crip and Blood. It's a little more cutting. A little more telling. Blood.
Hooligan. The Bloods versus the Hooligans.
Hey, man, what you doing, motherfucker? Come here.
Got to catch up.
Yeah, I'll try you now. There. Catch your skinny, pale ass. How's that?
Oh, he got me in the rumpus. The blood hit me in the rumpus.
You know, Crip, Blood, rumpus. I don't know. You do not have crime like we have, and you should be very grateful. Our crime is like, yesterday, a student beheaded his teacher, named best in class. Holding up the head. So I was over here during the riots. And I tell you something, I did not watch the Rodney King trial when I was back home. I saw a special of it here. And I was just amazed, the Rodney King trial. Those cops testifying, man. Do these guys got balls or what, man? These guys carry their balls in a wheelbarrow, man. Excuse me. Man with big balls is here to testify. Place your right testicle on the Bible. This guy, Officer Coon. Come on. Life is too perfect. Officer Coon looks in the camera and actually says about the Rodney King beating tape, actually says, oh, that tape, it's all in how you look at it. Courtroom murmurs, Jesus, what balls. I've never seen balls of this magnitude before. This guy must have a specially fitted uniform in which to place his large testicles. It's all in how you look at it, Officer Coon. Uh-huh. Well, would you care to tell the court how the fuck you're looking at that? Well, yeah, it's how you look at it. For instance, if you play it backwards, you see us help King up and send him on his way. Not guilty. Excuse me. Man with big balls has just been acquitted. I am off to a victory party. You know? And then President Bush comes out and says, not to worry, the justice system is not done with those cops. Yeah. Bush called together a special committee of the surviving members of the Warren Commission to review all the evidence. They come out with the magic baton theory. One baton blow just went out of hand. It's bouncing off his head. It's not me. I'm trying to stop it. Help me. No, you might hit my balls. You're on your own on this. Getting my big balls away from that magical baton right there.